This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a preview of the Olympics from Athens. First, though, a story we expect will be big news later today. Here in California, thousands of gay couples will find out whether their marriages are legally valid. The California Supreme Court is expected to decide that question after legal challenges against the city of San Francisco, which issued about 4,000 marriage certificates to same-sex couples this spring. NPR's Laura Seidel is in San Francisco at the courthouse. Laura, what's going on there? I guess people are gathered and waiting to see what will happen.
They are. There are several couples here. There are several for whom today is their six-month wedding anniversary waiting outside the courthouse. And, of course, they're all pretty anxious to hear what the court is going to decide and worried that they're about to lose what they thought was, in fact, a real marriage.
Would you just remind us, what is the question before the court? What is it going to actually address?
Well, the basic question in this case is specifically whether or not Mayor Gavin Newsom had the authority to override state law by allowing these couples to get marriage licenses and to get marriages. So specifically, it really focuses on what the mayor did, what is now about 6 months ago.
That's when he started issuing these marriage licenses, and the question is not the constitutionality of gay marriages.
Exactly. Marriage,
it's whether he has the authority.
That is exactly what the question is. This court is not going to decide specifically whether or not it's against the California Constitution for lesbian and gay couples to get married in the state of California. What this court is going to decide is whether the mayor had the right to challenge it by issuing these licenses. So it's a very, very narrow question. It could, however, affect the more than 4,000 couples who actually did get married, and that's not clear yet what will happen. The court raised some issues when it actually spoke about what would happen to those couples.
Well, I just wondered if the court rules against the mayor's authority to issue these marriage certificates, does this mean the marriages are void?
Not necessarily. The court could decide that they're going to wait until the issue of the constitutionality of lesbian and gay couples getting married is actually decided. So they may skirt the issue altogether, or they may decide that they're going to take on the issue head on and just void all those marriages. And of course, I talked to couples out here about how they would feel, in fact, if the court voided their marriages. And I think most really felt that they would be incredibly sad. I think most seemed to feel like there was a measure of legitimacy to their relationships that they got as a result of this decision. And of course, they look forward to the possibility of being able to do things like file joint tax returns or to have the right, if their partner is in the hospital and unconscious, to be able to go and see their partner and make decisions and so forth. So these couples who are out here are really worried that the court will void their marriages. But it is possible, and I think many people think there were indications that the court might not do that, that it might simply decide whether or not Mayor Newsom had the right to issue these marriage licenses back in 6 months ago when this all began.
Well, so it's going to say yes or no on that question. Do those who really follow the California Supreme Court closely have any feeling about which way it's leaning?
Yes. I think, in fact, both sides seem to feel that this court is likely to decide against Mayor Gavin Newsom. The court seemed to indicate, just based on the questions they asked during oral arguments, they raised issues like, well, if we just allow Mayor Newsom to override state law, would that open the door to other cities and counties around the state? Could they just simply ignore or rewrite any law they wanted? They also seemed to think that instead of just issuing these licenses, that the mayor could have just filed a court case, just first challenging the constitutionality of the ban on same-sex marriages. On the other hand, the court did express, various judges did express some concern about taking away, just voiding all those marriages. One of the justices didn't like the idea of invalidating the marriages without actually hearing from the couples themselves and their day in court.
Laura, thank you. NPR's Laura Seidel at the California Supreme Courthouse in San Francisco will follow this story today. This is Day to Day from NPR News.